RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe filling in for Andy for a couple of days and happy to be joined. I wrote it down on my rundown a while ago. I just wrote down Hawks and United broadcaster. But obviously, you're so much more than that. Mike Conti, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm not that much more than that. But good to see you guys. More. Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday. Thought you'd be more tan than this, but
it's hard to get tan when you're in a casino for 12 hours a day.
No, I only gamble at night.
Or somebody who sits in shade in their cabin?
I just sit at various spots inside. I did some reading.
You ran on a vacation?
I read our good friend Mark Raimondi's book.
Man, and I like Mark, but you and I do vacations very,
very,
very
differently.
Very
only thing I read is the menu.
Right. Maybe the label on a beer or something.
Yeah, man. I'll read the damn menu.
I do various book. Various yeah. trivias and games.
Again, inside the whole time.
I was the Christmas cruise I don't want to say this out loud. Let me find another way to say that because I'm not gonna get away with that. I don't even know how to explain it.
You won the cruise trivia. Just say it.
No, I can't say it because you'll never let me live it down. I got to say it a different way. We had a modified fencing competition, a pirate competition, and I won that. Let's just go with that.
Jesus. All right.
Because there's some things that I can't say on the radio without just being mocked incessantly.
Well, you're already kind of halfway
Mike,
there.
You know, the thing my granddaddy always said, there's always the reason's always in front of you. The reason's always in front of you.
Right.
Oh, all my right. goodness. I do have some questions, Mike, and I asked Randy. I'm sure y'all have some questions, too. I asked Randy this about the Falcons. And, mm-hmm. and again, being away and on a cruise is just so tough to connect at all. I'm totally disconnected. I see scores, but I don't really see reactions and the vibe on the Hawks right now. It's a team that's lost 6 straight. They didn't win at all while I was gone.
Yeah.
And I know some of the discussion and what that's going to be, but separate of that, which we can get to in a little bit, what is the vibe? And I don't mean like of the team.
Vibes are awful right now,
yeah,
Abe.
But the fan base and kind of the stories around that.
Vibes are awful there, too. Ooh. I mean, look, you've lost 6 in a row. You just went 0-5 on a homestand.
Which was, before you go, Mike, that was, didn't they have the least amount of home games played in the NBA?
Yeah, I think they did going into it. Right. And now they have one of the worst home records in the NBA as a result of all this. Vibes are awful, and they should be. They've played awful. They've played very poorly. The game they played against San Antonio, which I will point out because everyone is rushing to blame one particular person, and this particular player was not playing in that particular game. The game they played against San Antonio a week ago Friday, I've been doing Hawks games on the radio, I think, for 12 years now. That might have been one of the five worst performances I've ever seen from the Hawks.
Right.
Now, those happen, okay? Like, in the course of an 82-game season, you're going to have three or four nights where you just don't have it. And I thought, okay, maybe that's the Hawks' night. I mean, at least the Hawks, if you're looking for any kind of silver lining, they were competitive against Chicago. They were competitive for three quarters against Miami. They were competitive on Saturday against the Knicks. Probably should have won that game. Probably should have won the second game against Chicago. Got victimized by a horrendous call that the league admitted was an incorrect call. With Kobe White tripping in front of Zachary Risacher before the ball was inbounded. So it's not like since that Spurs game, the Hawks have been run off the floor, but losses are losses. It doesn't matter if you lose by one or 100. It counts the same in your overall standings. So, look, the defense has been horrendous, but that was a trend that started a month ago. I don't think this has anything to do with anyone returning to the lineup. I even tweeted.
Right.
You know, in the month before that particular player returned to the lineup, the Hawks, I think, were 26th out of 30 teams in the league in scoring defense. So this team was leaking oil for a long time before Trey came back. Not having the rim protection and the rebounding of Kristaps Porzingis is killing this team right now. Killing them. And that's one of the complaints that I'm seeing a lot among fans now on social media is that the Hawks are too undersized. They're playing too much small ball. Well, guess what?
They have no choice, really.
You know, you brought in a guy to help you with that, and he can't play right now. He's not playing again tonight. So it's frustrating. I think I'm certain it's got to be frustrating for the Hawks players and the coaching staff, especially because, like I said, they were competitive in many games in this six-game losing streak and didn't get one of them. And that's really, really frustrating. But now, I mean, here you sit, you're 10th in the East. Here comes Milwaukee in 11th. They're making a run. And you got to be a little bit careful here because if you look at their upcoming schedule, at OKC tonight without Jalen Johnson, without Kristaps, and possibly without Trae Young, 7:30 on V103, by the way, you know, that's going to be really, really tough. Then you come home, you play Minnesota on New Year's Eve. That's going to be really, really tough. Then you go, you play two in Toronto. Toronto's already beaten you twice here in Atlanta. That's going to be really tough. Then you got to play the Knicks again. So this could, you know, potentially really kind of tumble out of control. And if this becomes a 9, 10, or 11-game losing streak and you fall out of the top 10 in the East, I mean, a month ago we were thinking this team's a 4 seed.
Right.
Now we're wondering, is this team going to be able to hold on and make the play-in? You know, again, they will have games coming up against New Orleans and Washington, Charlotte, you know, teams that they should be beating. But very, very disappointing to see them play five home games in the span of a little more than a week and not win one of them. Very disappointing.
Mike, today the Falcons have a home game. Obviously, everything will be broadcast here on Sports Radio 99 The Game. I don't want to get to the game, but the news that came out yesterday that, I mean, all our listeners, Randy, what do you think about this? I don't know what to think about it. Jay Glazer report about this whole Matt Ryan thing.
Yeah.
When you saw that, what was your initial thought?
Well, it's interesting. I had heard some of my sources had been telling me that the Falcons were looking to bring in someone from outside the organization, a younger person who would be overseeing a lot of the football side of the operation. I don't know what the specific title was, but I had sources telling me they're going to bring in or they're looking at bringing in a younger guy to oversee football. I'm wondering if
that guy was him.
That guy was Matt Ryan,
right,
based on this report. I don't know. I don't even know if those plans – I mean, this was like 2 months ago. I don't even know how those plans have evolved. I mean, supposedly now they've brought in a consulting firm to look at everything, so everything might have changed since I heard that. It's very intriguing. There is recent history of something like this working. I think Joe Patrick did a really good job of pointing to Chris Spielman in Detroit as an example of this working. John Lynch has obviously had a lot of success in San Francisco. Ozzie Newsome had a lot of success in Baltimore. So no reason to think this can't work. I'm curious to know what specifically they're talking to Matt about doing, and then how does everything kind of fall either above him or below him. And what does it mean for Terry Fontenot? What does it mean for the rest of the front office? What does it mean for Raheem Morris? But it is a very intriguing name. I think, you know, Abe was asking about the vibes. I think a lot of people would be very excited to see Matt Ryan come back to this organization and have a role in trying to get this organization to where it needs to be. However, at the same time, there is a little bit of a risk in doing that because he's never been a football executive before. Right. I think there's enough evidence to prove that this can be accomplished successfully, but I'd be very intrigued to see, A, if the report pans out to be accurate, and B, is Terry Fontenot reporting to Matt Ryan? Is Matt Ryan getting rid of Terry Fontenot? Is Matt Ryan going to be Terry Fontenot? Right. Like, we don't know. But I think the fact that Matt Ryan could be coming to the Falcons organization is justifiably going to get a lot of fans excited.
It is Mike Conti here on the Midday Show. Normally joins us on Tuesdays at 11:40, but post-Falcon Tuesday, we moved him up to Monday, and that's why you're hearing his voice right now. I do want to go back to a report that popped up this morning surrounding the Atlanta Hawks. Mark Stein, Yahoo or whatever, suggested that if the Hawks were looking at making a trade, one of the names that they would be willing to part with is Zachary Risacher. And I know Mike Bell's already tweeted about this a little bit. I don't want to jump too much on him and what they're going to do on Dukes and Bell as well, but I have very similar feelings. I haven't loved the development of Risacher this year. I think a lot of that is also in part to some of the new pieces that have been brought in and what his role has been compared to what we saw from him last year when a number of guys were out and you maybe needed him to do a little bit more offensively. But the idea that maybe they're going to part with Risacher, potentially if something opens up, and who knows, as early as this quickly, former number one pick.
Yeah, interesting. I think there have been flashes of good play from Risacher, but he's been tremendously inconsistent. I don't know if I feel like I've seen enough of a sample size for me to get to the point where I'm okay with moving on from Zachary Risacher. Right. I still think he's got a lot of potential. There are people I know within the organization who feel like he can be one of the best players in his age group or in his draft class in the league, if he's not already, within the next year or two. They're very, very bullish about his development track. I think Abe made a fair point. Has he developed the way that we all had hoped he would to this point? I don't think so.
No.
To be totally honest and fair, I don't think so. Do I think he's got a very high ceiling? Absolutely. Have I seen signs that I think he can be that kind of player? Absolutely. I do see that and feel that. So am I ready to part ways with him right now? I'm not exactly sure. Right. I'd sure like to know what would be coming back in return. You know, if he's a throw-in for a package to get an Anthony Davis, I'm not doing that. If he's in a package that's going to bring you a player that can get you to a contending level right now, might be worth the risk. Don't know who that player is.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Mike, tell me, because, I mean, Abe talked about your title, but tell me, what do you think about these playoff games coming up this week?
Playoff games in – oh, college.
Yeah, college, yes.
I've been in such an NFL mode. I think Ohio State-Miami, probably the hardest game to call of the four. I think Indiana is going to be I hope this doesn't come back to burn me. I think they're going to be overwhelmed by the moment playing against Alabama in the Rose Bowl. And it's been a great story. I think Indiana deserves to be the number one seed.
Right.
I saw an Indiana team against Penn State that I wasn't like extremely impressed by. They did beat Ohio State, not convincingly, and they needed an Ohio State mistake to win that game. If Alabama doesn't make mistakes in the Rose Bowl, Alabama's got better talent than Indiana. I'm sorry. I think Alabama has a really good chance to beat Indiana. The Texas Tech-Oregon game, I think Texas Tech's going to surprise a lot of people in the Orange Bowl. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Texas Tech came out of this whole thing.
Okay.
It really would not surprise me. They've been kind of lurking in the weeds. That Big 12 team, that's a very well-balanced team that can score. Oregon, you know, impressive against James Madison. What does that really mean, though? I don't think Oregon has really been tested by anyone super good this year, except by Indiana, who they lost to. I think Georgia should be okay against Ole Miss. I don't really see any reason why Georgia fans should be concerned.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Concerned about that game. The Miami-Ohio State game on Wednesday night, that is the one that I can't call. It is interesting. Big Ten is 5-0 in bowl games right now, including, you know, the two playoff games that or I guess the one playoff game that Oregon won. So the Big Ten's looked okay in bowl games. The ACC certainly has not. Something about Miami, I don't know. I think they match up really well against Ohio State. They've got the experienced quarterback in Carson Beck. He was not impressive against Texas A&M, but it was a road game, and they got enough out of him to win. Really intrigued by that game. I think that's by far the hardest one to call on Wednesday.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Yeah.
My man.
Can't wait, guys. Good seeing you. Happy New Year.
Mike.
Happy New Year.
All right. Hour number one turns to hour number two here on the Midday Show. We'll talk a little bit more about Monday Night Football with the Atlanta Falcons. Also, what took place across the league yesterday and going back to a pair of games on Saturday as well. And then back page with Bo at the end of the hour. Stick around. It's the Midday Show. Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.